I was a true scientist, and I do know the difference. For 14 years, I was a scientist. And I know the difference between real science and something that is called science, masquerading under the name of science. Now, that probably turns some of you off, but so be it. That's just another one of your images and idols that has to be broken sometimes. Look what it says. But the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. It will stand forever. For as much as you saw, the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and it broke in pieces the iron and the brass and the clay and the silver and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. The dream is certain. The interpretation is sure. And what happened was Daniel was promoted right after that. Come back and let's finish. To Matthew chapter 21. And that is the interpretation of the last part of verse 44. That when he said that stone is going to fall on people and whoever it falls upon is going to grind them to nothing. Every one of those Jews there remembered the prophecy in Daniel. And they also would remember Daniel chapter 7 verse 13 that said something about like this. And I saw in the night, Daniel says, visions. And one like unto the Son of Man came and approached with the clouds of heaven and approached the Ancient of Days. And there was given to this Son of Man a kingdom that shall never end. When Jesus claimed to be this stone, they all knew what he meant. Now, they didn't repent. But remember, he was teaching at the temple when all these guys came up and asked him earlier, by what authority? Remember, the religious leaders came up and he says he was teaching in the temple. Remember that? Back there at verse 23. So Jesus has got a bunch of Jody Dope laymen sitting there, and they're just eating this stuff up. And the religious leaders and the people know what he's claiming. He is that stone that is cut without hands that will destroy all kingdoms of the world and set up his own kingdom forever. You know, you got to be a megalomaniac, an insane person to make such a claim. Or you've got to really be God come in the flesh, the Messiah. In other words, don't tell me Jesus, he's a wonderful teacher, a good prophet, but he's not deity. No, only a wicked madman, a fool, or a demon would make such claims. Or the stumbling stone of the ages, the rock of offense, the stone taken out of the mountain without hands that will return, and I may say soon, and grind to powder all the enemies. Because the wicked must be destroyed. When you read Revelation, they had set themselves to destroy all the godly, and the scriptures reveal in Matthew 24, even themselves. The scriptures say that if Jesus doesn't return, when he does return the second time, everyone on the earth, all life would be destroyed. So don't think that Jesus just comes back to destroy the wicked. He does, but he does something equally important. He comes back more important, yea, verily, to save the just that are saved during the tribulation period. And so now, in finishing then, whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Jesus has just said, I'm the stone. Make your decision. Whew. Boy, can that guy paint it black on white. No, Jesus doesn't teach the truth is gray. Boy, he drew a line there on the floor. And he says, step over or stay on the other side. But don't leave here saying, my, isn't he a charming person? What a witty teacher. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, plural, which shows us for sure that the two sons was a parable also, they perceived that he spoke of them. That's right, and you could tell that also from the insert in Luke chapter 20, verse 16, when they said, God forbid. They judge themselves, and then he says, God will come and destroy those wicked men. Oh, and then they saw it was them. Oh, God forbid, God forbid. They perceived he spoke of them. So what did they do? What was the result of the teaching? What was the result of, hey, remember, they've just seen back there in verse 14, heal the blind and the lame. Not people that came saying, I've got a sore throat, or I've got an ingrown hangnail, or I've got an ulcer, or I've got cancer. Not things you can't see with your eyes. They came to him with maladies that you could see. Furthermore, this was Jerusalem, where many of these people that were healed were known by these men. They heard John the Baptist. They had seen the healings. They have now heard Jesus make... Up until this, Jesus has said, every time he heals someone, don't tell anybody, don't tell anybody, don't tell anybody. But now he comes in on the donkey and the people are shouting, here comes the king, Hosanna, save us, son of David. And they cry out, the leaders do it, say, make your disciples be quiet. He says, if they were quiet, these very rocks would cry out and tell you who I am and what day this is and the fact that I'm fulfilling Zechariah 9:9. Well, up to one part, I haven't brought salvation with me this time, but when I come as the stone and grind you to powder, then I'll bring salvation with me. Up until then, I am salvation. Hallelujah. And so Jesus loved them and gave them every final chance to repent. But he knew they would reject him and slay him. He already taught that in verse 38 and 39. And in verse 46, when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude because the multitude regarded him as a prophet. Must have broken Jesus' heart. There's no sadder words in Scripture than to be God in the flesh and only to be regarded as a prophet. But just days from now comes not only his death, but his resurrection. And it's at the resurrection that many of these same people then receive the final proof that he is who he said he is as he triumphs over death. Well, that's it. That's it. Jesus is the stone of stumbling, the rock of offense. It is an offense to my intellect that I'm a sinner and that the wage of sin is death and that there's only one way and that my intellect has nothing to do with it and that what I need is mercy and grace from God and that I can't save myself. That's an affront to my intellect. That God says, Floyd, you were wicked when my colleges all said I was brilliant. When my mother said I was brilliant. When I said I was. When who's who in America said I was one of the outstanding young men of America. But God said, you're wicked. And if you don't repent, that stone's going to get you, boy. You've stumbled over the stone. You're worshiping at the wrong shrine. Yourself. Repent. This is your chance tonight. Would you stand?